Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Rhonda Miller for WKU Public Radio. The Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Owensboro is reopening on Wednesday after being closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But the museum's annual four-day outdoor music festival, Romp, that was scheduled for the end of June, won't be held this year. Romp drew more than 26,000 people last year. Executive Director Chris Joslin says visitors will find things a bit different this year with the museum's Wednesday through Saturday schedule and healthy at work precautions in place.
I think like a lot of things, as many of us come out of COVID-19, is it's going to be a process. It's going to be an evolutionary process. We're following requirements and guidelines from the state, and we're also consulting our local regional health department as well on guidelines, a lot of signage, and we're having to change some of our processes in terms of flow and limiting some of the hands-on interactives. So certainly making adjustments like everyone else.
Are you limiting the people who come in or a certain amount of time, or what are you expecting?
Yeah, we will certainly monitor that. One thing about the Hall of Fame and Museum is that the flow of people typically into the exhibit area of the museum and the museum store is usually a steady, manageable flow. But we'll certainly be monitoring that to ensure proper social distancing for visitors.
So at this point, it's really just the exhibit area and the museum shop?
Yeah, so no private events, no group lessons, virtually no access to hands-on interactives within the museum, which is a real shame. That's a big part of experiencing, bluegrass, especially at our place, is to play music on, professional-grade instruments.
That's what I was thinking. The Pickin' Parlor is one of the most interesting and fun things there. So the Pickin' Parlor will be closed?
Right. Folks can certainly gaze upon the Pickin' Parlor, and we'll have a flat screen there of someone demonstrating those instruments and actually singing some songs that you can sing along with as well. So, again, just making the best of the situation to the extent that we can to still make it interesting and fun and interactive and educational.
You only have a few employees, I guess. Are they wearing gloves or masks? Or how many employees are there that'll be, working?
We'll have a combination of a handful of full-time employees and a handful of part-time employees as well that will be scheduled. And, we'll be wearing masks and gloves, and that'll be strongly encouraged for visitors as well, but not a requirement. I think last calendar year we had about 36,000 folks through that building.
So you had 36,000 people come through. Would that be the calendar year 2019?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you opened in?
We opened in the fall of 2018.
So that was your first whole year open. That's a lot of people. Should we say anything about the economic hit? I know it's hit the budget, and, basically a lot of the ways you have revenue coming in, you don't have it.
Well, certainly, like most everyone, I think COVID-19 has put a strain on our budget. And so, like a lot of folks, you sort of shift from managing the budget to just survival. But, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so fortunate in that, our revenue is both earned revenue and contributed revenue, which means we have grant money for specific programs. We have a donor base. So between managing that well and tightening our expenses, we're just like most folks, we're hanging on and hopefully get to next spring when, we get back into our cycle, our full cycle.
Thank you, Chris. I've been talking with Chris Joslin, Executive Director of the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Owensboro. I'm Rhonda Miller in Bowling Green.